Lili Nishmas Abba Mori, Zichrono Livrocha. We're starting Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis, where we discuss the tefillos that we add or change during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So, there are two primary changes. We change Hakel HaKadosh to Hamelech HaKadosh, and we change Melech Oyv Tzekol Mishpat to Hamelech HaMishpat. Why do we do this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that during these 10 days, Hashem is judging the whole world, even more than in general. And part of judgment is showing your malchus. When the king, he has the power to judge. He rules over the people. So when Hashem is sitting in judgment, he's acting more like the king, and we have to express that in our davening. Well, so what if you forget to change Hamelech HaKadosh? So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you said Hakel HaKadosh instead of Hamelech HaKadosh, and you kept on davening, you have to preach one Esrei. You don't just repeat that bracha. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the first three brachos are considered one unit. And therefore, once you made a mistake in the third bracha, Hakel HaKadosh, you corrupted the entire unit, and you have to start davening again from the beginning. Sif Beis. If you said Hakel HaKadosh and right away corrected yourself, you said Hamelech HaKadosh, that's okay. That's called a correction. You don't have to go daven again, because that's the halacha of Toch Kedibur. We view it as if you said it correctly. Now Toch Kedibur means correcting yourself within the time it takes to say three words, and some say within the time it takes to say four words. And the poskim say that here you can be mekil in the time it takes to say four words. That way you don't have to, in order to avoid having to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, what if it's still within the time of three words or four words, but you started the next bracha? Then it's no good. Once you've actually begun the next bracha, you can't correct the previous bracha. By starting the next bracha, you showed, I moved on. That bracha is finished. This is very lemaisa. Let's say a person says, Bracha to Hashem, Hakel Kadosh Atachone. Oh, so that's only two words. So right then, you could say Melech HaKadosh. No. Because even though it's within the time it takes to say three words, it's Tokhe Dibur, but you began Atachonin already. So once you start the next bracha, it's too late, and you have to repeat this one Esrei. I once asked Rav Nevensol, sometimes people who speak English, they'll say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh, I mean Hamel HaKadosh. They'll say the words, I mean. So I asked them, sometimes Bar Mitzvah boys, when they make a mistake, they'll say, oh, I mean like this. They'll say, I mean. So Rav Nevensol said that saying, I mean, is not considered starting something new. That's part of how we correct ourselves when we speak in English. And therefore, you would not need to repeat the Shmona Esrei if you said, Hakel HaKadosh, I mean Hamelech HaKadosh. Well, now what if a person made a mistake by Melech Oyv Tzekol Mishpat and did not say Hamelech HaMishpat? Here there's a machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says you would have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. The Ramah says you don't. Because since you mentioned the word Malchus, even though you didn't emphasize the Malchus, Hamelech HaMishpat, in the stronger way, since you did mention the word Malchus, you would not need to repeat the Shmona Esrei, you would just keep on davening. Now, in the case where you must repeat the Shmona Esrei, so for example, let's say you said Hakel HaKadosh, you have to start again. So the Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere that you do not need to take three steps back again, and you do not need to say Hashem Sfasai again, because you're still standing in front of Hashem. So you just start again. And you start again with Baruch Ato Hashem. And also, and this is important, you don't finish the bracha that you're in. You see, you're going to say that bracha again anyway. So you'll end up adding another bracha l'vatala. So you just stop where you are. And then you stop where you are. You maybe take a second or two to think. And then you bow Baruch Ato Hashem and start Shmona Esrei again. Finally, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a suffix, whether you said Hakel HaKadosh or Hamelech HaKadosh, then we assume you said it wrong. since the whole year you say Hakel HaKadosh. So if you're not sure, we assume you said it wrong, and you must repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Well, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a very interesting psak. Let's say it's on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we say before Hamel HaKadosh the long section of Ubuchein Tein Pachtecha, several long paragraphs. And you said that section. But then at the end, you're not sure whether you concluded Hakel HaKadosh or Hamel HaKadosh. So there, the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe you could say, you don't have to go back, because you're not saying the regular davening of the year anyway. When you, in a normal Shemoneh Esrei, so you always say that the order, then you get to Atah Kadosh, Baruch Atah Hashem. But here, where you added all these paragraphs, you already changed your routine, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that you would not, he has a suffix, and we assume you don't have to go back, because the suffix Baruch Hashem, you wouldn't have to go back if you said Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, those long paragraphs, and you're not sure whether you concluded Hakel Kadosh or Amel Hakadosh. If you know you said it wrong, and you said Hakel HaKadosh on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, of course you have to go back. But if you're not sure, then the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix, and we hold you would not have to go back in that case.